from New York City, the makers of Clipper Craft Clothes for Men and 1036 leading retail stores from coast to coast present the world's most famous detective, Sherlock Holmes. Tonight's adventure, the disappearance of Lady Frances Carfax. Well, well, here it is Easter, and we find Dr. Watson all decked out in his new Easter suit.
Oh, thanks to Clipper Craft, of course.
And wearing a flower in his buttonhole. I hear you were the hit of the Easter parade, Dr. Watson.
I don't imagine you fared too badly yourself. Yes, Clipper Craft does bring a chap a certain amount of favorable attention, eh, Mr. Harris?
Especially if he has the bearing of an old military man as you have, Doctor.
Now, Mr. Harris, you're pulling my leg. All this flattery is making me self-conscious. You'd better pay our respects to our sponsor and then let me get on with a story about a lady I chased all over Europe.
Uh-huh.
And how Holmes stepped in at the last moment and rescued her from a horrible death.
Oh, all right. Here we go, Doctor. Whether it was Fifth Avenue or Main Street, California or Vermont, millions of men wore Clipper Craft clothes in the Easter parade today and paid remarkably modest prices for such unusually fine quality. For the millions who insist upon Clipper Craft do so with very good reason. They are amazed at the values brought to them today by Clipper Craft. These values are the result of the sensational Clipper Craft plan, concentrating the buying power of 1036 of the nation's finest stores from coast to coast, resulting in year-round economies in manufacturing and distribution costs, and putting money in your pocket. Now, you not only pay less for Clipper Craft, you buy them at a local independent store, a store you can trust. Think of it, expensive-looking new spring Clipper Craft suits, beautifully tailored, at only $40 and $45, top coats and fine coverts and worsted gabardine at only $40 and $45, and sport jackets at only $26.50. Compare them with clothes selling for many dollars more. And now, Dr. Watson, I think we're ready for tonight's story.
Yes, it was one evening in the fall of, let me see. Yes, the fall of 1892. An evening clear with a little nip in the air. Holmes and I were sitting in front of the fireplace in our Baker Street lodgings. Mrs. Hudson had just cleared away all evidence of our evening meal. Holmes was playing random chords on his violin, and I was stretched out in my cane-backed chair in a sort of digestive coma, staring fixedly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?